Yerushalmi Trumos corresponding to Chulin, Bavli, Daf, Ayin, Aleph. We begin in the Yerushalmi in the beginning of the third peg, that's on Daf Yudad, on the base of the Mishnah. Hatoyim, Kishois, Venimsa, Mora, Avatir, Venimsa, Saruach, Truma, Vayachse, Vyitroim. If one separated cucumbers as truma and then found them to be bitter and perhaps not considered food, or if he separated melon and found it to be rotten, they are truma, but he should separate again. Hatoyim, Chavis, Shal Yayim, Venimsa, Shal Chaymetz, Im yadua shehaisa shel chaymet ad shalei talma, eino truma, v'im mishetalma hechmitza hareizu truma, v'im sofik truma v'yachzor v'yitroim, harishoyne eino medamas b'fnei atzma, v'ein chayov ma'alea chaymesh v'chein hashniyah. If one separated a barrel of wine as truma and then found it to be vinegar, if he knows that it was vinegar before he separated it, it's not truma. If it became vinegar only after he separated it, then it is truma. If he's unsure, it's truma, but he must separate again. The first truma cannot prohibit a mixture alone, and one is not obligated to in it adding a fifth if a person ate it unintentionally. The same applies to the second truma. Nafla achas mehen l'seicha chulin, eina medam ma'asan, nafla shniya l'mokim acher, eina medam ma'asan, nafla shteyim l'mokim echad medam as, kekatana shebishteyhen. If one of them fell into chulin, it doesn't make it prohibited. If the other one fell elsewhere, it doesn't prohibit that mixture. If they both fell into the same place, it becomes prohibited according to the smaller of them. And the Gemara says, Atoyim, kishos chuli, niche avatiyach v'nimsa saruch, ele kishos v'nimsa mora, loy meikara hi mora. The Gemara asks, if one separated cucumbers there, that melon that is found to be rotten is understandable, but if cucumbers are found to be bitter, weren't they always bitter? Amar Yochanan osu oisam kasafik oichol. The Yochanan answers, since there are bitter cucumbers which are not edible at all, and some which are only mildly bitter, the Chachamim viewed them as doubtful food, and therefore they are truma, but he must separate again. Rabbi Yonah boy, or lechol advarim osu oisam kasafik oichol, matamatum tumas oichlin, vesofen oisar, betuma, vechayavna ale chaymesh, veleikin ale chus lechayma, iruba nafe chama gamal. Rabbi Yonah asked, did they view it as doubtful food in all ways? Do we say that it can contract tumas oichlin like food, and it's burned in a state of tumma like tumma tumeya, and if a non-kohen would eat it, he would need to pay an extra fifth, and if it was maifasheni, one would receive lashes for eating it outside the walls of Yerushalayim, and as to whether it's valid to use for eruv tuchumim, or do we say that we must be stringent for eruv tuchumim and rule that it doesn't permit walking any further? And the Gemara doesn't answer this question. Taman Amar Yochanan, Kika shenitma besafik b'shus hayochid, magoi b'shus harabim, tomei v'acha toho shen shnei sveikos. The Gemara asked the question, there in Maseches Shvuos, Rabbi Yochanan said that if a loaf of bread might have become tummy in a private domain, it's tummy. If it then touched something in a public domain, it's tummy, and we don't view it as a doubt to allow us to be lenient in a public domain, since it certainly touched there, and the doubt only took place in the private domain. Here, in the case of the cucumbers found to be bitter that became tummy in a private domain, there are two doubts, as it's also doubtful whether it's still considered food, so when touched something in public in a public domain, that thing remains tall. Tani b'shem Rav Yosi, ein lecha ma b'kishos el ha-toichoi, keitz v'oise, moise v'alachitzoin, shal shela v'toivim. The Baisa quoting Rav Yosi says, and it disagrees with our Mishnah, only the inner part of the cucumbers are bitter, so he must only separate that part again. Rav Binyamin bar Levi boy, davar she'efshe lecha la'amoid alav, chachamim chalukin alav, el al ike b'dikasa chalukin. Rav Binyamin bar Levi asked, how could the Chacham disagree over something that could be clarified as the outer part could simply be tasted? Rather, they disagreed over whether the outer part was bitter enough to be considered inedible. Toam chavis v'nimsis magula, avatich v'nimsis nokur truma v'yach v'vitroim. The Tosefta says, if he separated a barrel as truma and found it to have been left uncovered overnight, or a melon, and found it to have been nibbled, causing concern that a snake put his venom into it, they are truma, but he must separate again. Rabbi Yudan bar Pazi, Rabbi Shur ben Levi, lo amru el nimsa noko, aval betchila ein tumasa truma, it should say. Rabbi Yudan bar Pazi and Rabbi Shimon, quoting Rabbi Shur ben Levi, said that they only discussed when it was found to have been nibbled, but if it had been so originally, the truma is invalid. Rabbi Yaakov Drumai boy koime Rabbi Yosi lemistava b'shiro oisoy noike. Rabbi Yaakov Joimai asked Rabbi Yosi, well, this should seemingly only be true if he saw the snake actually nibbling, otherwise it's a doubt and he should separate again. Amale Yodehu im Hetil by Eris. Rabbi Yosi says, even in that case, does he know that the snake released its venom into it? Chevaya boin koime Rabbi Yosi ma bena latame. Chevaya asked Rabbi Yosi, how is this case different to when one separated tame for tahor, where the Mishnah taught earlier in the second perek that it's valid truma? Amalain tame beinu hu shagama tuma bramhacha offahu. Rabbi Yosi answers, it's only the tuma that prevents it being eaten, but here it's completely inedible. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha b'shem Rabbi Yochanan halacha k'divrei Rebbe. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, the halacha follows Rebbe, who said that wine and vinegar are two species. Rebchir b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, the Rebbe he, Rebchir quoting Rabbi Yochanan says that our Mishnah is the opinion of Rebbe, as it indicates that if one separated from vinegar for wine, it's not truma. Rabbi Barba, Koyen boy, Koyen Rabbi Yossi, Lekain am Rebchir b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Rebbe v'chaviruv halacha k'Rebbe, v'am Rabbi Yona afilu Rebbe, etzel Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Abba bar Koyen said to Rabbi Yossi, didn't Rebchir quote Rabbi Yochanan saying that in a disagreement between Rebbe and his colleague, the halacha follows Rebbe, and Rabbi Yonah said that this even applies in a disagreement between Rebbe and Rabbi Lazar. So why must it be said over here? Amalei began the Tani La Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi Meshem Aviv VaAm Rabbi Yosi Meshem Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yosi VeChaveru Halacha Rabbi Yosi that I Sisba LeMeima of Hacha Kain Lachen Suicha Suicha Meima Halacha Karebi. Rabbi Yosi said to Rabbi that since the Tosefta teaches that Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi disagrees with Rabbi in the name of his father and says that wine and vinegar are one species, and Rabbi Yosi the Amora said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that the halacha follows Rabbi Yosi over his colleagues, you shouldn't think that even applies when Rabbi Yosi disagrees with Rabbi. Rabbi Zeir Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Meir Rabbi Shimon halacha k'Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yehuda halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda in Sarachlaim Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. Reb Zeira and Reb Yaakov Ha'idi, quoting Reb Yochanan, said that when Reb Meir and Reb Shimon disagree, the halacha follows Reb Shimon. When Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda disagree, the halacha follows Reb Yehuda. And it goes without saying that if Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda disagree, the halacha follows Reb Yehuda. Reb Yaakov Ha'idi, Reb Shimon, Reb Yonason, Reb Meir, Reb Shimon, halacha Reb Shimon, and they should say, Ve'in Sarach Laima, Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, they should say, halacha Reb Yehuda, and we now chama, Reb Shimon, Reb Yehuda, halacha Reb Yehuda. Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Yaakov Ha'idi, quoting Rabbi Yonason, said that when Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon disagree, the halacha follows Rabbi Shimon, and it goes without saying that if Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda disagree, the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda. From this we can conclude that if Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda disagree, the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda. Kezulu oisa noisen shteihem lakoin v'akoin noisen loy demei achas mehen evmen noisen loy demei gedoyla oy demei katana. In a case of doubt, when he has to separate truma again, what must be done? He gives both trumas to the kohen, and the kohen pays him the value of one of them. But which one? The larger or the smaller one? The second one will be smaller since it's taken from the produce that's now smaller because it's without the first truma. Min ma'ad taninan medamas kekatanish b'shteyen hada'ama d'mei gedoyle noisinoi. And the Gemara answers, since we are lenient when both of them fell into less than 100 parts chulin, that it prohibits the mixture according to the smaller one, this shows that the smaller one is given to the kohen without charge, and the kohen must pay for the larger one.